Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to keep you hooked. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's be honest, we all know the feeling, scrolling through social media for what feels like 5 minutes, but then looking up hours later with a head full of FOMO and a phone battery at 10%. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to highlight reels? Like everyone else is living their best lives while you're stuck in your own, well, let's just say, not-so-perfect life. Today we're diving into the impact of social media on mental health, a topic that's more important than ever in this age of constant connection. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying ditch your phone and become a hermit, though. Sometimes that sounds pretty good. Social media can be a great tool for connecting with people, sharing ideas, and finding communities. But it's crucial to be aware of the potential downsides and how they can affect our mental well-being. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this digital landscape in a healthier way. 1. Comparison is the thief of joy. Remember those highlight reels I mentioned? Yeah, they're not reality. People tend to share their best moments online, creating an illusion of perfection that can leave us feeling inadequate and insecure. We gotta remember, everyone has struggles, even the seemingly perfect influencers we see on our feeds. 2. FOMO is a real thing. Fear of missing out can lead to anxiety, stress, and a constant need to stay connected. It's like being chained to your phone, always chasing the next update, the next notification, the next must-see moment. But guess what? You don't have to be glued to your screen 24/7 to feel fulfilled. 3. Curate your feed consciously. Who you follow matters. Think about the accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or provide valuable information. Unfollow anyone who triggers negative feelings, promotes unrealistic beauty standards, or just leaves you feeling drained. Your social media should be a source of positivity and inspiration, not anxiety and comparison. 4. Take regular breaks. Step away from the screen. Seriously, your brain and your eyes will thank you for it. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, or simply just breathe. These moments of disconnection can help you feel more grounded, present, and less reactive to the constant stream of information online. 5. Remember the real world. Life isn't happening solely through a screen. Connect with people face to face, engage in hobbies that bring you joy, and explore your surroundings. The world is full of amazing experiences waiting for you beyond the digital realm. Let me tell you a story about Sarah, a friend of mine who felt constantly overwhelmed by social media. She was comparing herself to others' seemingly perfect lives, feeling anxious about missing out on events and spending hours scrolling through endless feeds. One day, she decided to take a break from all platforms for a week. At first, it was weird, like trying to remember how to live without Google Maps. But then something amazing happened. Sarah started paying attention to her own life, the sunrise walks, the laughter with friends, the feeling of accomplishment after finishing a project. She rediscovered hobbies she'd neglected and felt more connected to her surroundings. By the end of the week, Sarah realized that social media wasn't adding value to her life, it was actually taking away from it. She started curating her feed more intentionally, unfollowing accounts that triggered negative feelings, and using platforms in a more mindful way. So, what are you waiting for? Don't let social media steal your joy. Take control of your digital life by implementing these strategies. Compare less, FOMO, proof your mind, curate a positive feed, take regular breaks, and remember the real world is calling. Go out there, live your best life offline, and share your experiences with us. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media, but maybe just for a few minutes at a time. See you tomorrow for another dose of The Dopamine Declutter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.